It's Phil Hendry. So I have called you gentlemen here.
And you have us on, you also have us on the air, so to speak.
That's my understanding.
Yes, sir. And Dr. Wyckoff, thank you for being here.
Yes. I'll just say, are you put out with me?
Well, hold on. I'm a little bit put out with all of you because...
And you're doing this, this is going to go out as a podcast?
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you why, Dr. Sadler. I've had you on my show many times. I've had you hosting shows. I've had you as a guest. And I was very disappointed yesterday.
Yeah, right. You told me that.
I didn't know that. You're disappointed.
Yes, I'm disappointed in the performance. I'm disappointed in what was presented. I'm disappointed in... I thought it was boring.
Oh, boy. Excuse my voice.
Yeah, no, I really did. I thought it was just a... And, you know, years ago, people said to me...
Are we going to have to sit down here and listen to Phil's stories from when he was a kid?
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this isn't from when I was a kid. This is when I was a young professional. People used to say, don't ever tell the audience that you didn't like the show you just did, because 9 times out of 10, they'll agree with you, even if they didn't think it was bad.
So you're coming here to, and you have me calling me on the carpet.
Mr. Henry, is there a reason you brought me in and Dr. Wyckoff?
Yes, there is, because both of you gentlemen are culpable. Both of you gentlemen are culpable.
Culpable in what is what I'm asking you.
I'm going to tell you. I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler, if I'm upsetting you.
No, go ahead.
But what happened yesterday was essentially this, and this is why I didn't bring in Frank Gray, and I didn't bring in Wayne Nuxley, or...
Well, his name is Ward.
Okay, Ward Nuxley, this guy with the very bizarre... I know that both of you gentlemen deal with very strange maladies there at the Brainwave Institute, right?
Yeah, and you see, this is what Dr. Sadler warned us against. You're giggling a little bit.
Well, he thinks it's all real funny.
No, I don't think it's all funny.
What are you laughing at?
The Brainwave Institute.
That's right. That's what it's called. And they've done some remarkable work.
You going to start crying again?
No, I'm not crying. I don't like being publicly exposed like this.
Can you tell me, Mr. Hendry, can you get to the point? I'm sorry, I don't mean to rush you. You called us in here.
Yes, you did.
And I'd like you to get to the point.
My point is this. Both of you gentlemen were here and engaged in what I thought was a very childish kind of back and forth when you were complaining, Dr. Wyckoff, about Frank Gray calling you it.
Yes, that's right. That was my professional assessment.
And I suppose you're gonna say I didn't have the right to call him on the carpet for that.
I'll get to that. Meanwhile, Dr. Sadler, you sort of let it happen.
I'm here as a moderator. Oh, boy. I'm here as a moderator. I'm here as the host of a segment to get the information out, what I got to get out, okay? And I know I'm sorry. A lot of people don't like the way I fracture the English language.
I admire you very much, Dr. Sadler. You do. You've got the worst vocabulary in the world, but you're a great doctor.
Thank you for recognizing that.
Well, I'm not familiar with you, Dr. Sadler, but the form that you gave us, I appreciate it. Mr. Hendry, however, said it was a big failure.
I thought it was a failure, and here's why. You didn't like the fact that Frank Gray, one of your patients, calls you it. Frank calls everybody it.
Yes, I know he calls everybody it, but I'm not everybody. I'm his doctor. I'm his doctor.
Well, what did you expect him to call you?
Hey, what is this anyway? Did you bring me on?
Mr. Henry, what did you do? You bring him on here to start to critique his technique?
I don't think that's fair.
No, I'm not critiquing the technique. What I'm critiquing is this rather childish... And then you said, ooh.
I said that.
That's true.
I said that because I felt that Dr. Wyckoff was being, as you call it, in the vernacular, you call it a butthurt. That's the way he was acting. He was saying, oh, and I overheard you calling me it. And he knows the patient calls him it.
This is a matter of having some respect for your doctor.
Wait a minute, go ahead.
And so that's why I said, ouch, like you were rubbing your hand halfway down.
Well, you don't see, here's the thing that I was dealing with. You just saw him do it. I'm sitting here, and Dr.
It's doctor, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry. Dr. Boneberg put his hand halfway down the back of his pants and started rubbing.
I saw that, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't see that, did you?
No, I didn't, but it doesn't make any difference, because this happened, and I thought it spun the conversation into a childish area that it didn't need to go to.
I don't want to be called... Understand something, Mr. Hendry. The work we do at the Brainwave Institute is revolutionary. Well, I just listened to your speech. I'd like you to give me an opportunity.
And I'd like to follow up.
All right, but wait, let me.
Do I get a chance to talk?
Dr. Sadler, with all great respect, you're a physician, you're a family physician in San Diego, wherever you are. You don't come even close to the level of scientific erudition and tuition that myself and doctors like Dr. Boneberg do.
Oh, is that right?
Well, listen, hold on.
Well, that's the truth.
You know, I gotta get up.
That's the other thing, too, that I didn't bring up. The fact that you punched him.
Oh, my God, the guy was out of line at the end.
Right. And all of this, you're lucky enough when you didn't get arrested. I should have called the cops.
I should have called the cops, and I didn't call the cops, Dr. Wyckoff, because I'm because you're respected.
Oh, my God, would you drink some water or something?
This is the other thing about before I agreed to come on this program, I listened to your guests. Everybody on this show is on the verge of tears. We're on the verge of some kind of a manic breakdown.
Get a glass of water or something.
Okay. I'm saying that I did the best I could with what I got when I hosted this show last night or the night before. And Dr. Wyckoff, yes, I'm a family physician in San Diego. So what, you want to tell me you're some, who do you think you are, Jonas Salk or something?
No, I don't think I'm Jonas Salk. I think I do a serious work at a Brainwave Institute.
It's called a Brainwave Institute.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no, I'm going to jump in because I'm listening to both of you going back and forth. It's called the Brainwave Institute because we work on the brainwaves.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't understand.
You'd never understand.
Wait. What doesn't make any difference what you guys work on? You were mocking him going, ow.
That's why didn't I do it again?
You do it again, why? Because I don't like being called it?
That was a patient of yours that you're dealing with who has that malady and that mania. And because he says everyone's it, he calls his wife it, he calls his son it, he calls people that he works with it. So he called you it, and there you were going,
ow.
See, did you hear that? That's what he did.
No, I know. That's exactly what you did, Dr. Boneberg, and you almost called me Dr. Bone.
What?
I said you almost called me Bone. You didn't even use my, you were going to call me Hey Bone. No, that's not what I did.
That's not what he did.
Well, it's... Are you guys screwing around here?
No, I'm asking you with all sincerity, why do you find fault with me calling him on the carpet?
Because you did it in a childish manner, because I would think that you guys would have more professionalism, because I would think that you guys would have more respect for each other. Now that's you, Dr. Boneberg. Over to you, Dr. Wyckoff, finding fault with Frank Gray calling you it.
I work, but can I just say something? I worked, you know, there's a gentleman that I know who happens to come on your program. And I, do you know the man, William Brown?
Yes, I know Dr. Brown.
Yes, one of the great animal behaviorists. He's a great animal rights advocate, preservationist. He's a man who works there at the William Barnes, the Tupelo Institute in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And he's a man, he loves to say, I work my ass off.
All right.
Okay, calm down.
I'm sorry.
You have to calm it down.
Well, but that's Dr. Brown. And I have always admired him because he says, because he's got animals there. He preserves the lives of animals. He makes their lives better. He finds ways to administer to them in a veterinary manner and the whole holistic aspect of animal life. And he works his ass off. Morning, noon, and night, and what does he get from the animals? They might as well be using him as using his face as a cat box.
Oh, for God's sake!
Are you? You're being serious, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, so what are you saying? You were somehow.
That was my position last night, as I listened to a man who I had worked very hard to help. I had worked very hard to disconnect him from the. Scarring, the scar tissue in his brain from this untreated STD that had burrowed these neural pathways that made him call everybody he, every man a she, and every woman a he, until finally I got him to say it, and I felt victory, and I felt good, and he congratulated me. And as I went home that night, I was on my way out, I was at the locker, the doctor's lockers, and I heard this guy, Gray, that I'd just been working with.
You just belched. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What about it?
What do you mean, what about it? I just pointed out to Mr. Henry. Wait a minute. It's, so he belched. So we'll catch it in the... Bud, can you catch it?
Yeah.
He'll cut it out.
All right. God.
What did I do? Never mind.
I belched? Yes, you're goddamn right I belched. I'm very hungry.
Hold on. Just continue.
So I'm at the doctor's locker that night, and I'm getting my things, and I hear Frank Gray on the phone to his wife saying, this Dr. Wyckoff is pretty good. I did find fault with some of the things it told me, but basically I think it's going to do okay. I guess it went to some big school, and I got to see it tomorrow.
All right, so what are you finding fault with?
Are you kidding me? I mean, Dr. Wyckoff, that's the way the man, that's his illness. I know that, but could he use my name? He says, you know, honey, Dr. Wyckoff, I think, is a great doctor, and I think I'll be seeing Dr. Wyckoff tomorrow morning.
I don't know. In normal conversation, most of us would say, I like Dr. Wyckoff.
Oh, my God. You see,
I like Dr. Wyckoff. I'm going to see him tomorrow. He's a great doctor. I don't think I'm going to say, I like Dr. Wyckoff. I'm going to see Dr. Wyckoff tomorrow. Dr. Wyckoff's a great doctor. I don't think it goes like that.
He's got a very good point there, Barstow. No one calls me Barstow except my mother. No one calls me Barstow except my mother.
Why is that?
Because she named me, and I... Well, I know. You like the name Brad, right?
Yes, I like the name Brad. You used the name that my mother gave me.
Why'd your mother call you Barstow? Why were you named that?
Three guesses.
That's where you're born.
I was born... Yeah, I was born within the city limits of Barstow. I was born in a latrine.
You were born in a what?
In a bathroom.
In Barstow.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Yes, is it a stretch for me to say you were born in a truck stop bathroom?
No.
You were born in a truck stop bathroom. And look how far you've come with your life.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Look how far you've come with your life, Brad, if I may.
Yeah.
You have gone from a Barstow truck stop bathroom where you were born... Were you put up for adoption?
No, that's just it. My mother kept me and named me Barstow. And years later, I said, did you name me Barstow because of the town? And she said, yeah.
What, is she not able to think of another name?
No, she thought Barstow was a great, I don't know. I don't know, and I don't give a shit.
Okay, let's watch the language.
Sorry.
So, I concur with Dr. Boneberg. What a wonderful thing you've done with your life to come as far as you have to help found the Brainwave Institute. You're treating Mr. Gray...
I don't like when you were born in a toilet.
Take it easy.
Look, Brad, you want to get stopped? I think we should stop and get. He can get some coffee or something.
I'd like to take a walk. I need to use the bathroom.
Go ahead. Phil Henry here. I'm sorry that we kicked into the show as quickly. We had no pre-show. Where the pre-show that you're going to hear for this show will be, I'm going to record afterwards.
What's a pre-show?
It's something that I do. I'm with Dr. Hervé Boneberg and Dr. Barstow Wyckoff, who's in the bathroom right now. This has become very emotional, and what I was basically finding fault with, and I still find fault with the fact that on the show yesterday, when these two gentlemen were here, both of these doctors dealing with their individual patients, Frank, I almost called him Dr. Frank Gray.
Yeah. How long are you going to, you know?
How long am I what?
How long are you be able to, nothing.
How long am I going to be able to what?
Mr. Henry, don't take the bait there, okay?
No, but how long am I going to be able to what?
To keep monologuing about this and not let the doctors talk about it. Not let the doctors talk about it.
You sound like a...
All right, Mr. Henry, now you're being juvenile.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm trying to say to you, Dr. Sadler, all I'm telling you is that I think both of you guys were juvenile. Not you, Dr. Sadler, but...
Are you all right, sir? I'm all right, yeah. I had to go in. I guess you need some air freshener.
Aye.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Somebody's going to maybe go in and use the bathroom after. I'm just seeing light a match or some air freshener or something. I'd be happy to use it.
Yeah, there's some air freshener on the tank of the toilet. Did you see it?
Oh, is that the Febreze?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you going to be cutting a lot of this out?
you want me to cut it out, Mr. Henry?
I don't know. Maybe we will.
Well, if you find it funny.
Yeah.
Mr. Henry finds everything scatologic funny. I've been on Mr. Henry's show.
Hey, Dr. Sadler.
No. I've been on Mr. Henry's show for almost 20 years. I know the ins and the outs of this show. He was on radio, and now he's got a big documentary they made about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He's a real big man now. And so you can come in here, like Dr. Brown, and say, hey, any one of you guys, could I use your face as a cat box?
Oh, get out of here.
That's the way it is sometimes, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't know anything about it.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. So, as I was saying, the lack of respect is what I'm talking about, and the lack of respect is what Mr. Gray is not giving me.
How do you expect a man who's under your treatment as a patient to give you that level of respect when the man's not even able to use words properly?
Because simply, see, you do this. You don't talk about me. If you talk about me, you use my name.
Yes. Now, and this is all stemming from the fact you were born in a toilet.
I wasn't born in a toilet. I was born in the ladies' room of a truck stop restroom. Yes.
Okay. I think Dr. Boneberg's onto something, though.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, really? Let me kick back and be the beneficiary of your wisdom,
Dr. Wyckoff. I'm not attempting to humiliate you. I have no interest in humiliating or upsetting you. I'm wanting to understand, because along with Mr. Henry and I think Dr. Sadler, I don't really get why it's such a big deal that Mr. Gray, who's under treatment for this, doesn't call you by your given name and instead refers to you as it, because he refers to everyone as it. Wait a minute. And so you mentioned that he doesn't give you respect. You're talking about Dr. Brown, who we all know is a great behaviorist, and yes, he has great resentment that animals don't respect him, which I think is, he could use a couple of weeks at the Brainwave Institute, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, that's the truer words were never spoken.
Right. You can spit that out any time this year.
Yeah, I got to tell you what, Mr.
All right, go ahead. So Dr. Wyckoff, it stands to reason that your need for this level of respect may come from the fact that you were born in a restroom in the toilet of a truck stop.
I wasn't born. Okay, yes, I was. I was born in the toilet of a truck stop. And that's why my name is Barstow.
It's kind of unfortunate your mother named you Barstow. It reminds you.
It reminds me of where I'm from, yeah. And it usually is something that I can say, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that I have these very humble roots, these humble upbringing, which working class. My mother was more than working class. My mother was a waitress.
Well, that's pretty working class.
Yes, but it's about the lowest rung of working class. My mother was a pink-collar worker. She did her best.
And look, everybody has said, look how far you've come.
Now, hold on. Whoa, hold on. I'm not here looking for people to kiss my ass. I want you to understand that when Frank Gray says, yeah, it's a good doctor, it takes me back to
the toilet.
It takes me back to that women's restroom, and I was newly born. I swear to God, I could still, it's crazy, but I think even though I was a newborn, I could see the graffiti, you know, the big penis. I'm sorry.
Okay, Dr. Wyckoff, you're talking about a woman's restroom, by the way.
Yeah, he's talking about a woman's restroom, there's a giant penis.
I saw graffiti, I remember the graffiti distinctly.
We're talking here with Dr. Barstow Wyckoff and Dr. Hervé Boneberg, both of whom work at the Brainwave Institute. We also have with us our good friend Dr. Jim Sadler. And I have to be honest with all of you when I say the show yesterday, I was a great disappointment to me. I thought it was dull. I thought it didn't make any sense. And then at one point, there was this back and forth between Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. Wyckoff and Dr. Boneberg having to do with Dr. Wyckoff not getting respect, and you were baiting him with ooh or whatever you were saying.
I was saying to you, Dr. Wyckoff, and I'm not trying, but it sounded to me a little ass hurt because you're saying he doesn't call me by my name, he calls me it, and I went, ow.
Yeah, right there, you see? Why do you have to exaggerate it like that?
I don't see myself as exaggerating it.
It sounded that way to me.
It sounded a little exaggerated, Hervé.
Hervé? Well, aren't we just on familiar terms?
I've called you Hervé.
You've known me about 3 weeks.
I think I could, all right. Dr. Boneberg, sorry.
If you don't mind.
What did you say? I thought I heard you say the same thing.
Oh, it wasn't anything. I said, Dr. Wyckoff, you're a little butthurt over not being called by your name because your patient calls you it and he calls everyone it. And Dr. Wyckoff continued saying, well, it's something that I think shows great disrespect to use my name. And that's when I, very, very moderate, it wasn't that much of a big thing. All I said was, I go, ow, like that.
Oh, that's great. Now you're laughing.
What are you laughing at, Miss Tammy?
I'd like to know what you're laughing at, too.
No, it wasn't much at all.
I don't think it was.
Well, I don't think it was either. It
sounded that way to me, and Mr. Henry understands. Mr. Henry thinks it's all funny. You ought to be me, Mr. Henry. Try being me, born in a toilet.
I don't want to be you, okay?
I was born in a truck stop restroom in Barstow, California, and from there I fought my way to the top. I fought my way to the top of the scientific circles of America and beyond. And
that's something to be proud of.
You better believe it. And when one of my patients says, yeah, I just got done with it, and yeah, it's getting its jacket on, and I'm going to see it tomorrow, I guess it's a good doctor.
He says that about everybody.
Yet he's saying it about me, Dr. Barstow Wyckoff.
That's what I mean. And that's what I said. I said, hey, Dr. Wyckoff, aren't you being a little bit butthurt?
Yeah, but then you went into the sound effect.
It was a very moderate. All I said was, ow! Right. Do I have to stay until the end of the segment? Yes, sir. You all right?
I know you're taking my side, Mr. Henry, but for you to laugh.
That's the thing. That's why it seems disingenuous. And for you to come in here and say, we did a bad show yesterday, then you come in and you hear Dr. Boneberg's humiliating treatment of Dr. Wyckoff, and you sit there and go, ha, ha, ha. You laugh about it. You laugh.
Can I ask you something, Dr. Sandler?
Certainly.
You didn't suffer a mouth injury, did you?
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Dr. Sandler, may I say?
Go ahead.
And Mr. Henry, I am not trying to humiliate you, Dr. Wyckoff, at all. You have my great admiration for all the things you've done at the Brainwave Institute. There's so many great doctors there.
There really are.
Yes, it's hard to remember all of them and all the great work that's been done down through the years. But it was just simply my, you know, it's almost like saying when you're talking to someone and you say, well, you know, you shouldn't talk that way. And they'll say, how did I talk? And you go, well, you know, you kind of exaggerate it.
You're doing more than exaggerating it. You're howling so loud. Mr. Henry's laughing.
I don't know, Mr. To me, I was being very, very benign in my description. Not to me. You're going, ow, ow, and all that stuff.
What?
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
You heard him. Say it again. Say what again?
Go ahead and describe to me what Dr. Wyckoff, Dr. Wyckoff, what did he do?
Dr. Wyckoff said that he was upset over being called it, and I said, oh, aren't we being a little assert?
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
And I put my hand down the crack of my...
Yeah, see, down the crack of his ass. I don't understand it.
This is supposedly an academic discussion of a psychophysiologic treatment of a patient of mine and a patient of yours, Dr. Boneberg. And we're talking about a guy with his hand down his ass crack. A doctor. We're not talking about one of our patients. We're talking about a doctor. And a doctor mocking me by saying, oh, you shouldn't be so ass hurt. Oh, and that. Mr. Henry heard it.
I think Mr. Henry misheard it.
No, I did not mishear it. I just heard it again.
Well, and you did have your hand right down there.
I made the mistake of saying to you, Dr. Sadler, he's ass hurt, and I put my hand, and you said, what are you doing? I said I got my hand basically in the crack of my ass.
Yeah, you did.
And you had to go and tell the whole world, didn't you?
You're on tape.
You're here on the podcast, Dr. Boneberg. I would simply say the following. I would be happy to have you gentlemen back on to talk about whatever is going on at the Brainwave Institute, if it's relevant to the news and what we do on the show. But I think what you rendered yesterday was a disservice to my listeners, and I had to come on here and say that.
And so you're the big man, and I'm hanging by my thumbs from a tree, and you're taking a baseball bat to my nuts.
That's what it seems like.
That's what it seems like to me, Mr. Henry.
I'm taking a baseball bat to your nuts. Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I said. Because at the end of the day, I was the guest host.
You're a great guest host. I want to have you back on, Dr. Sadler.
Well, I'm going to think twice about whether I got to do it or not.
I'm sorry. I told you that I wanted to comment on the show yesterday.
I didn't know you were going to come in here, okay, and say, see that razor blade? Slide down it like it's a stairway banister and you're 10 years old. That razor blade like that, right there.
That's what I'm saying to you now.
That's how it feels. Feels like I'm sliding in a razor blade.
Well, I don't know.
I seem to be the only one here that has no issue. I wasn't born in a toilet.
I wasn't born in a toilet either, okay?
No, but you've said you have. You characterized it that way.
I wasn't, and I don't feel as if I'm sliding down a razor blade. I'm the only mistake I made, and I think it was accurate, is describing Dr. Wyckoff's reaction. And I said, you're a little butthurt over not being called by your name instead of it by a patient that calls everyone it. And I said, you sound like this.
You're exaggerating the hell out of that, man. See, that's what you're doing. You're doing that, Dr. Blumberg. Everyone hears it. Dr. Sadler?
I did. I heard it.
And I did.
I think you guys are all full of shit.
And you're getting up and leaving, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're no further along.
But Mr. Henry, I want to thank you for having me on the program, but I just, you know. All right, why don't we conclude the show then?
Yeah, nice job, Mr. Henry. You came in here to try to clean up what you said to me. You're coming in here to clean up the puddle of urine that was yesterday's show.
I did not use those words at all.
Well, you basically said that. And you not only did you not clean up the puddle of urine, but you went ahead and you took a leak all over me.
Mr. Henry, you know, again, thank you for having me on, but I don't think you understand what it's like to be called it.
Yes, I do. The guy calls me it all the time.
Well, you know, and I'm a doctor, and I was born in a restroom, of a woman's restroom. That's where I was born, see? In a truck stop, a women's restroom.
Okay, is that particularly bad?
No, but, you know, when you're, the first thing you see when you open your eyes, you're a newborn, and you see a gigantic penis that's been,
was scrawled on the toilet stall.
Look at you. You all interested or something?
Okay, we're all done.
I'm asking the question.
That seems highly unlikely. I don't know. I could be wrong. What year were you? Well, never mind.
I was born in 1981.
I don't know what kind of graffiti they had in women's restrooms in those days, but...
Well, anyway, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you, Dr. Sadler. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I felt I needed to come in and make this... You, Dr. Blumberg, I thought you were leaving.
I'm just here at the door. I'm just eavesdropping.
I thought you got up to leave.
I did, but then I decided to stay and make sure no one was talking about me.
Is there anything you want to say?
No. I just thank you for having me on. I wouldn't mind coming on as an individual guest, Mr. Rennie. I think there's some things I could say. These jokers.
What do you mean, jokers? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I mean, let's have some respect. All right, that these two doctors may not be able to provide.
All right. Anyway, thank you all for being with me. Thank you, Dr. Wyckoff. Thank you, Dr. Sadler. Thank you, Dr. Blumberg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You getting a drink?
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. We want to have a contest. Your favorite pre-show. You subscribers, you BSPs, do you have a favorite pre-show? We'll get into the particulars of how we're going to do that. We also want to remind you that on August the 1st of this coming summer, 2024, it is the elevation of Dr. Ed Elcott to overlord status. And we're going to be rolling out some subscription deals, some discounts and things for you as well. Here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What is this? This sounds very Native American. Mr. Henry?